Okay,
all year,
so this
particular.
Is Judy Scheifel, the co-chair of the Human Resources Committee, and it is now 2:05, and I'm going to call the special meeting of the Human Resources Committee of the Connecticut Port Authority meeting to order. And we will do a roll call of those present. Actually, Andrew, can you read the names of the...
Yeah, happy to. Committee members present, I heard Brian Thompson.
Yes, I'm here.
Judy Scheifel.
Here.
Grant Westerson.
I'm here.
David Corris.
Yep, here.
Alexandra Dom. Don Frost. Dave Perillo. And that is the full committee. Separately, you want me to call folks I've heard, or just stick with would folks like to announce themselves if I haven't called your name?
Yeah, sure. John Johnson.
Paul Hinch.
Mark Wise.
Carlo Leone.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the public comment period. Andrew, do you want to open the line for public comment?
Sure. There are no members of the public on the public line.
Okay. So we can just move on to take a vote to move into executive session. There's someone joining us?
Felix. Yeah, sorry, this is Felix in the city of Nolan. My apologies for being late.
Is that a next
John
entry?
Clark.
Okay, so now we'll move to item 3, and we will need a motion to move into executive session pursuant to section 1-206A of the General Statutes of Connecticut for the purpose of discussing the hiring and employment status of employees. Is there a motion to move into executive session for that purpose?
Yeah, Grant makes that motion.
And is there a second?
No seconds, Brian.
And we have to do a roll call vote for this. So, members of the committee, Grant?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, and the other, and David?
Yes.
And Parker?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes as well. So are there any other members of the committee who have not expressed a vote yet? And so the motion passes. We move into executive session. So what does this mean for the
So we need to, I would recommend that we invite Andrew into executive session with us,
okay.
Just so that he can help us document. And then I think we should just note to the public that we will be inviting into executive session the candidate at some point. And I don't know, John... You know, I think we need John to certify that it's in the public interest, but I'm not sure whether we're inviting John into the executive session or not. I think he can come in as a resource if folks so choose. If we need to talk about sort of, you know, the challenges ahead of the authority and what skill sets are needed, but we can also not invite John in since we're talking about his interim successor.
Yeah, you can certainly text me during the course of your deliberations if you need me.
Sure.
Okay, John, that sounds good. So at this point, it will just be in addition to the committee members, it will be Andrew.
Right.
Okay.
This is John Flores. Am I the only other board member that's called in?
No, there are multiple
okay.
Other board members in addition to the committee.
And they're all going to be going into executive session, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know, you guys, maybe someone can correct me. I don't think we have to explicitly note that other board members are coming in. I think that they're entitled.
And John Henshaw, while we still have you, can you certify that the public interest in the disclosure of the discussion of the hiring and employment status of employees is outweighed by the public interest in the confidentiality of the same?
It is so certified.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Is there a motion
this
to
David.
Adjourn?
Yep. David, move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
If you guys don't mind me interrupting, just 2:48, we came out of executive session and no votes or actions were taken.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Okay. David, move to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Parker, second. And at 2:49... the meeting of the Human Resources Committee of Connecticut Port Authority adjourned. Thank you all.